Thousands of asylum seekers are stranded in Greece after neighboring Macedonia introduced strict border controls. The small Balkan country says only migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq can cross its border and head on to Western Europe. People who have been stranded on the border for weeks were bused back to Athens yesterday. But as Joanna Kakissis reports, hundreds more arrive on the border each day.
Privately chartered buses drop off migrants outside the Greek village of Idomeni. It's walking distance from the Balkan country of Macedonia. They line up along a newly erected barbed wire fence along the border. Shahed Ulahan wears a brown parka and shivers in the biting wind. He says he's an Afghan, one of three nationalities the Macedonian police are allowing through. But a Macedonian border guard turns him back after seeing his ID.
Don't make your document no good. For this one, you go back.
We don't believe your document.
Yeah, he don't believe my document.
It's a photocopy. The UN staffer asks Ulahan about it.
Where did you get this document from? From police? Or are you sure?
Then a Greek policeman speaks to him and several others who have been turned away. They include a family who says they're from Iraq, but don't have IDs or registration papers issued by Greek authorities. Just a couple of days ago, more than 2,000 migrants rejected by Macedonia camped out here in tents. They included Moroccans, Iranians, Pakistanis, and Somalis. They hoped the border would open, but the Greek police cleared everyone out and bused them back to Athens. Macedonia views only Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis as refugees and is letting them pass through on their long trek to Western Europe. They treat everyone else as an economic migrant. 17-year-old Laki Karolian from Somalia waits at a highway rest stop near the border. He's traveling with several fellow Somalis who say they fled the Islamist terrorists known as Al-Shabaab.
They're going to kill you without no reason.
His friend Mahmoud Ahmed is just 15.
You're feeling bad. And they're saying you are economic migrant, but there is a war.
There are economic migrants here. At the same rest stop, I meet a Pakistani man who gives his name as Ali Kadri. He's 32 and speaks very good Greek. He claims he learned it in Pakistan, but it sounds like he may have lived in Greece for many years. I'm going to say I'm from Afghanistan, he says. It's a lie, I know, but I have to try to get past that border. Chances are Kadri won't get very far. He will likely get sent back on a bus to Athens, to a disused arena from the 2004 Olympic Games. That's where authorities are housing the thousands of migrants now stuck in the Greek capital. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Idomeni, Greece.